Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza. Council President Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar.
Here.
Councilmember McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. Thank you. And Reverend Karen Hernandez, would you do the invocation, please?
Will you pray with me? Loving God, this time of year, we give you thanks for air conditioning, for ceiling fans, but also for cool breezes off of Indian Creek, and blackberries that grow on the green belt, and sunshine and clear nights when you light up the sky with stars. God, we're also grateful for our first responders, for those who rush towards danger to care for their community. And we especially pray for those who are in danger when it comes to forest fires and grassland fires. God, we also ask for a safe upcoming weekend, that CUNA days would be joy-filled, that it would bring our community together even closer, that it would be good for business, fun for families, and a time of celebrating the connections that we share with one another. Finally, God, I ask that you would continually be with our leaders. Guide them to follow your lead, to continue serving, generously giving of themselves, to always act with compassion, and to seek your justice for the least, the last, and the lost, so that we might indeed be beloved community together. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. If you'll join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda.
Mayor, I just had a correction. On the budget workshop minutes of page 15 of 27,
Wendy Powell?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we've made those corrections.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I saw those too. Anything further?
Richard? Mayor?
Yes.
Have one. I'm not sure what page it was, but I think there was a bill of $350 for a dog obedience class. But
that was a community ed class, and the participants paid the city to participate in that class. We collected $40, I believe it was $40 for the instructor, and then there was a $3 fee for the city, and then the instructor, it was a pass-through from us to the instructor from the students, because it was a community ed class.
Okay. One last question. 13 of 34, it's the Idaho power bills. Bob, have we ever looked at solar power? It looks like we're paying about $900,000 a year for all of our lighting. Or maybe Mayor, I don't know if it's something that maybe we should be looking at solar power for some of these systems.
We can certainly look into it. I think some of the things that Bob's looked at is the technology's not quite there to be efficient enough. We're kind of hopeful the way they keep talking that within the next couple, 3 years we can do that. And I don't know specifically what the bill is and that type of thing, but we can sure look into it.
You want me to address that?
Yeah, you.
For the record, Bob Bachman, City of CUNA, Council and Mayor. We have looked at that a little bit, and the technology, the reward versus the cost is still a ways off to get your money back. The LED is a lot better way to go right now as far as getting the cost per dollar back. But we have looked into it, and it's just the technology still is not real good as far as adapting a building to a solar panel and stuff. Okay. It's last I heard is about 25 years to get your money back, where LEDs closer to three and a half years. So that's kind of the information I have on it at this point.
Okay.
We'll look into that further though, Richard.
That's all I had. I think we're paying about, if my figures are right, about $75,000 a month. So it wouldn't take very long for a payback if we were to look into it. So thank you, Bob. Thanks, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Anything further?
All right. I move we approve the consent agenda with the correction noted by Pat.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the corrections. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Community reports or requests. CUNA Police Activities League. CUNA KPAL update. Chief Dussault.
Good evening, Mayor, members of council. Chief Dussault for the record. I'm waiting for Cody Aldrich still. He should be here any minute. Is there any way I can go?
Maybe, we can come back to it.
Can we come back to this?
You
okay.
Bet.
Thank
sure.
you. Appreciate that.
Okay, we have actually three items for public hearing. There were sign-in sheets on the back table. Was there anybody here that wanted to testify on any of these items that hasn't had a chance to sign up yet? Thank you. Okay, so the first one is public hearing and consideration to approve 16-04-AN annexation. Trevor Kessner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Trevor Kessner, CUNA City Planner, 763 West Avalon. This application before you tonight from the property owners Jose and Irma Garcia seeks annexation approval for 1.2 acre parcel into the city limits with an R6 residential zoning designation. The site is located at 930 West Deer Flat Road. Agencies were notified of the proposed action on June 21st, and property owners within 300 feet of the site were mailed notice of tonight's hearing on July 21st. Notification was published in CUNA Melbourne News on July 20th, and the site was posted to reflect tonight's hearing on July 24th. This is all reflected in the staff report, so I don't want to be redundant. Applicant has submitted all the required documents for the annexation request. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval to City Council on July 12th and made findings on July 26th. Little bit of point of interest on this case. The Garcias tried to annex back in 2005, and for whatever reason, it went through Planning and Zoning and had a recommendation to City Council and didn't quite make it to City Council approval. Not sure what happened, previous administration, previous staff. The Garcias have came to us again and said, we want to annex. So we've gone through the motions once again, done all the noticing, done all the proper approvals. So Planning and Zoning would conclude the application complies with Title VI of CUNA City Code and the future land use map within the comprehensive plan, and we would forward a recommendation of approval to the council with the conditions as stated in the staff report. The applicants are not here tonight. However, their representative is their son, Hayi Vihar. I had to say that right. And if you have any questions for him, he'd be happy to answer them, and I'll stand for any questions you have for me.
Okay. Questions for Trevor? Okay, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing part of this annexation hearing. And again, there was sign-up sheets. Is there anyone who wishes to testify on this that didn't get a chance to sign up? You can do so now if you'd like. Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion. And the question is rightfully before council. We do have the applicant's son here if there are questions for him.
Mayor, I've got one question to Gordon, I think. In the request, there was a letter from the Boise CUNA Irrigation District that they were delinquent on their water. And I couldn't read the handwriting, but it sounded it looked like they were relinquishing their rights to that water.
What date do you see on that letter? Can you see a date on it? I think that's several years old.
Oh, is it? Anyway, I was a little concerned that the water rights were being given back to the irrigation district, and then we would provide PI to that, and then we would be short the water in the system.
If you can see that letter, just give me the date on it, because I think that will give me the basis of an answer.
It's in your calendar. March 1, 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of old news, but at the time, the water rights were relinquished by the property owner. So in order for them to be part of the irrigation district, that the water rights have to be reestablished, and that's in process.
Okay, so they will be reestablished before we issue any PI to that property?
That's correct.
Okay. That's all the question I got. Thank you.
Okay, further questions?
No. I move we approve 16-04-AN.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 16-04-AN, the annexation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. The next item is public hearing and consideration to approve 16-05-AN annexation. Trevor?
Thank you again. For the record, Trevor Kessner, city planner. This application before you tonight is also an annexation from the property owner, David Alstad. He seeks annexation approval for an approximately 10-acre parcel into the city limits, also with an R6 zoning, residential zoning designation. The site is located just west of Desert Hawk subdivision off of South 10 Mile and South Sunbeam, and it's kind of west of the Stub Street Stony Desert within the Desert Hawk subdivision. This is a vacant lot. There's no home. There's no true address assigned to it. As with normal annexation agencies, we're notified of the proposed action on June 21st, and property owners were notified of tonight's hearing on July 20th. The notifications were also published in CUNA Melbourne News on July 20th. The site was posted to reflect tonight's hearing date on July 19th. And again, this is all reflected in the staff report. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval for this annexation on June 28th, and the findings were made on July 12th. Planning and Zoning concludes that the application complies with Title VI, CUNA City Code, and future land use map within the comprehensive plan, and board's recommendation to this council for approval with the conditions as stated in the staff report. The applicant is actually not here tonight. He lives out of state, but his representative, Don Boyer, is. If you have any questions for him, and I will stand for any questions you have for me.
Okay, questions for Trevor? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, again, this is a public hearing. No one did sign up on the sheet to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to do so now? Okay, thank you. So I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing portion of this meeting. Is there anyone who wishes to testify? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing portion of this annexation. And the consideration to approve 16-05-AN is rightfully before council. Questions?
I move we approve 16-05-AN at the annexation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 16-05-AN annexation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item C, public hearing and consideration to approve resolution number R49-2016, J&M sanitation fee schedule. Bill. For those of you who have not met Bill, this is Bill Jackson. He is our new deputy treasurer.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. For the record, my name is Bill Jackson, deputy city treasurer, standing in for John Marsh tonight. This resolution before you is for a trash rate increase as requested by J&M Sanitation at a 1.5% which is based consistently on the prior year's methodology of using the Consumer Price Index to calculate inflation. The current rates and projected new rates are included with the resolution with your council packet. And I will stand if you have any questions.
Okay, questions for Bill? Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
And again, this is a public hearing, so I'll go ahead and open the public hearing portion of Resolution R49-2016. And again, no one signed up to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to testify? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing portion of Resolution R49-2016, and the question is rightfully before council.
I move we approve Resolution R49-2016.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution R49-2016, J&M Sanitation Fee Schedule. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Cody's here now.
Oh, good. Okay. Back up to the CUNA Police Activities League, CUNA PAL. Chief Justin Dussault and Cody Aldrich.
Mayor, council members, Cody Aldrich, CUNA Police Activities League, 1450 West Boise in CUNA. I apologize for being a little bit late. I had a national night out meeting in Eagle and was reminded why I appreciate South County, especially traffic, Eagle Road. But no, I appreciate the opportunity to come catch up with you and get you the latest and greatest information on the CUNA Police Activities League. It's been a while since we've had an opportunity to talk, but wanted to catch you up on those and then also to thank you. Many of you are personally responsible for the success of the CUNA Police Activities League, so I really, really appreciate that. With that, just a quick brief history. Again, CUNA Police Activities League, we started it a little over 4 years ago in response to many community members coming to City Council and looking specifically for things for kids to do. So we wanted to provide those structured activities with mentors that have been background trained and provide them those structured activities to help resolve and show them the benefits of living pro-social. And so with that, we've just been growing, very well attended. So currently we're actively serving about 400 kids. And financially, you know, we're a full 501c3 now. We have our own bylaws. We have full written policies and procedures, also rule books for each of the seasons, MOUs with different entities. So it's turning into quite the business, and that's part of the reason why I'm here tonight to discuss some of that. But our financial report that we just sent in last year, our total gross annual revenue was $36,114. Our expenses were $25,572. So our net revenue was $10,542. And our total net assets is about $14,201 with our trailer and some other things. And so we're really growing up. It's crazy to think that we started out with some small leadership classes at the alternative high school, and it's grown since then into sports leagues. And so we're at this crossroads where we have these community-based sports programs that are in place, like flag football and soccer, and they're growing and they're becoming competitive, and there's tournaments involved, and there's all these dynamics. And then there's the police activities portion, where we specifically mentor, guide kids, we do the leadership activities, and then also we had a pretty active referral program through our juvenile probation. And so with this crossroads, we're trying to figure out what we want to be when we grow up. And so with that, the future of CUNA Police Activities League, we're looking at basically a hybrid model of the police will still be actively involved, hence the title name, but on the board. But we want to take some of the responsibilities, specifically off Chief Dussault and others. Chief Dussault has been a huge asset to CUNA PAL and to the community, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done. Along with that, we have many other active police officers that live in CUNA that participate in CUNA PAL. And so with this hybrid model, what we're trying to do is we're establishing committees that are community members, many of which have kids participating in CUNA PAL, and having them run the sports season and then maintain the police on the board and to participate in the activities. That way they can scratch some of that competitive itch with the tournaments and some of the other things, but then we can also still fulfill our goals of getting kids involved that wouldn't normally have the opportunity to participate through our scholarship program and some of the other activities that we have that are structured for some of the those kids that need that. And so as we're shifting that, you know, me personally, I have my passions in teaching and coaching. And so I've been coaching every season at CUNA Powell. I actively coach in that. I also coach baseball. And so with that, I've been putting in quite a bit of time. And as you know, for a full-time job, I'm in executive leadership. And so to get off work and to go deal with 501c3 taxes, bills, paying bills, and those types of things, isn't as exciting for me. So I'm going to step down as the CUNA Police Activities League president so that I can participate as a coach and go around and kick the ball and really interact, because that's what recharges my battery. And so with that, though, we've done a lot of succession planning, Chief DeSoto and I have, and we are going to pass the torch on to Jason Schaffner, who we hope to bring him by to meet you and get you a chance to get to know him. But he is a CUNA resident. He's also a police officer. He also has a master's degree from USC in computer science. He, if you look at our website, all the different things, just type in CUNA Powell, and we own that cyberspace because of him. And he's just a great guy. He has coached soccer, he's participated in soccer, and we feel very, very comfortable that he's going to implement this new model. He can't do it on his own. That's why we're looking at keeping the community engaged in the program and participating in the committees. I will stay on as an advisor to help him out because I'm passionate about its success, and so I will continue to help there as a mentor and guide. But just have to kind of step back out of that frontline basic part-time job. I just need to focus on the kids and doing those things. And so with that, we'll bring Jason in. But that is going to be a piece of the transition. Jason was also in early with CUNA Powell. He's been the security director. He does all the background checks and other aspects of it. So just wanted to catch you up on what's going on with CUNA Powell, let you know what's going on with the financials, what's going on with the programs. We still actively have year-round soccer. We have a fall and a spring league that takes place. We have spring flag football. Our martial arts vendor has left. We tried to fill that role. We haven't been successful in filling that yet, but you know, we're always looking for new ways to just enhance the opportunities for kids in our community. So with that, be glad to answer any questions, and then I'll turn the time over to Chief DeSoto.
Okay, questions for Cody?
Mayor, I just had one question. Captain, if somebody were wanting to donate or volunteer, just go to cunapowell.org?
Yeah, so cunapowell.org, there's a donation opportunity there. You can even use a credit card. It's full tax deductible. Like I said, many of the council members have really helped grow CUNA Powell. I mean, you, not through city funds, but through your own. And so, and even helping us do different events, charities, you know, this is our community's program. It's not me. I just have been the one signing the checks and moving and shaking and putting the paperwork in. So I do appreciate it. But yeah, just, we always need everything from coaches to team parents to even just mentors, people that want to come and show the benefits of living pro socially to kids. You would be amazed at some of the challenges that a lot of these kids are going through at an early age. I have a kid on one of my team that I coached, and Chief DeSoto is familiar with these dynamics, and you may have heard about it, but you know, his young brother hung himself. And so he has challenges and constantly trying to deal with the emotions attached to that. And so not only are you a coach, you're a counselor, you're a cheerleader, you're a father figure. And so that's what recharges my battery. And that's why I want to kind of get onto the front lines and out of the office with CUNA Powell. So, but yeah, we'd love to have anybody jump in that's ready to go. And We just added a board member that's straight from the community, has no ties to the police, no ties to, they're just a citizen that wanted to help out. They sent in their resume, a very impressive resume, went through an oral board process with the Kewna Police Activities League, and we selected him to the board, and so we're excited to see it grow outside of just a couple of people and their passion, so. Thank you.
Cody, we certainly appreciate all you've done for us over the years with all of that, and I'm glad you'll still be continuing to participate.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, members of council. Once again, Chief Dussault for the record. I think Cody Aldridge summed it up pretty well. You know, a little over 4 years ago, he had a vision of creating something for the children out here in Kewna, pro-social activities, trying to get positive involvement with law enforcement, the community, a variety of different things. And looking at where we are today, I would say he's been incredibly successful, done a very good job, you know, delivering something to the community that's much needed. You will have 100% devotion from the Kewna Police Department. In no way is any of this change. In fact, I'm the vice president on the board. I'm going to remain that position. We will still have liaisons. We will still have deputies go and walk around with the kids, be seen. We volunteer our time even after hours. That is 100% commitment because, as you know, I've told you many times, the youth, the CUNY youth, are so incredibly important to us, and we want to do everything we can on duty, off duty, everything in between. But I wanted to make sure that you understood, you know, the level of commitment that Cody Aldridge has put forward. It's been pretty incredible. Every aspect of CUNY Pally's had his hands in it, and he's done a very good job. I'm still very excited he's going to stay on board as a liaison and coach. He's very good at those things. The succession planning we've tried to create is on the right track. Jason Schaffner is a very caring individual for the community, for children, for taking it in the right direction. So I think that with his participation, Jason Schaffner's mind, the rest of the board, and the community, we still can move into the future in a very healthy, positive way. That's our goal. So I don't want to go over what he already mentioned, but I want to reassure you our support and just publicly acknowledge Cody Aldridge for the great work he's done. Is there any questions that I can answer for you?
Okay. Questions for Chief Dussault?
Thank you very much.
Chief, thank you. And I know how hard this kind of stuff is. Chief Dussault and I played dodgeball with some kids here three or four weeks ago, and about 3 days later I was able to walk again and my legs quit hurting, so. I appreciate all you do there.
So you two lost then?
Yes,
very much so.
Thank you, guys.
Business items. Consideration to approve resolution R50-2016, awarding bid for the fiber optic project. Gordon Law?
Mr. Mayor, members of council, this is one of those budgeted items that was in the 2015-2016 fiscal year budget. It has to do with extending fiber services to the treatment plant. A lot of this is triggered by incidents where we actually, in one instance, where we lost control of the water system and the sewer system, could not communicate with it, tied up with the access to internet on the site. In addition to that, a number of times the treatment plant is caught without being able to connect or retrieve their data or use their data because of the small pipe between this site and up there. So the bid is, the low bid is $60,000 and change. The amount budgeted was $100,000, and so we would recommend that this bid be approved to track utilities.
Okay, questions for Gordon?
Gordon, is the school going to pay any of this? It looks like we're continuing from the north wastewater treatment plant all the way to the school. Is the school district paying any of this $60,000?
The school district is not paying any of this $60,000. However, they provided previously conduit for about half the length that is going back to the Silver Trail School, but it was empty. The conduit was empty, so we're filling it with the cable. In addition to that, they provided all the background, the spine for the whole thing, all the way back to their facilities, so that we have a termination point from which to access
internet itself.
Okay. That's all I had, Mayor. Thank you, Bill.
Further questions for Gordon?
All right, I move we approve resolution number R50-2016.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R50-2016. Is there any further discussion? Okay, this is a $60,000 bid, so Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Resolution R50-2016 is approved. Consideration to approve resolution R51-2016, approving agreement with T&O Engineers for preparation of sewer master plan. Gordon?
Mr. Mayor and members of council, with planning the zoning's proposal before Ada County Commissioners for significant expansion in the impact area, we have not previously planned for lines or for treatment or any of the other items related to sewer service in that area. We have an obligation that DEQ requires of us to have that planning done and to make our decisions on extension of sewer lines and so forth on the basis of that planning. So what's before you is a significant item. It's $159,000, I think, is the bid price or the proposal price. And to do the master planning for the area basically east of Eagle Road and all the way to, I think, is it Pleasant Valley Road? And in addition to that, to relook at all the significant facilities west of Eagle Road to make sure that they're not getting out of capacity, and designing a capital improvement plan or extension plan that is based on the information that comes out of this study. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer anything that you might have in relationship to it.
Okay, questions for Gordon?
Mayor?
Yeah.
Gordon, this just refers to sewer only?
This master plan or facility plan is only related to sewer. So there will also be plans that need to be prepared for the water system and also for the pressure irrigation system. Those are not part of this proposal.
Do you see any way of saving money by trying to group those?
Actually, I don't even plan on using the same consultants for those
okay.
Other two.
Okay.
The consultant in this one, I've worked on a number of these type of projects in the past. I consider them the best there is in the valley. So no, there won't be any bundling that would okay. Work well here.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Anything further for Gordon?
I move we approve resolution R51-2016.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R51-2016. Is there a further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Resolution R51-2016 is approved. New City Hall update. Bob Bachman.
For the record, Bob Bachman, City of CUNA Facilities Director. Council and Mayor, just want to give you guys a quick update and answer any questions you might have on the City Hall construction. We're just entering week four of construction this week. We're on schedule or ahead of schedule. Demolition is complete and we're actually in the reconstruct phase right now. IT has been installed for the new computer systems. Electrical is being done as we speak. HVAC upgrades, and actually tomorrow we will be getting electrical inspection and framing inspection, and Friday we will start insulating. Monday we will start sheetrocking. So that's kind of the quick version of the update. If you guys have any questions.
Questions for Rob?
Kind of curious, I walked around today, I didn't see a building permit anywhere.
It's on the front door.
Okay. door was closed.
The front door, the left or the right?
The west door.
It's looking good, Bob.
Thank you.
I walked through it this morning, Mayor. It's coming along pretty quick. It's looking real
they're
good.
Doing an amazing job.
I'm a little disappointed how small the mayor's office was. But I think the brooms and mops and whatnot will fit in there.
Yeah, I think they will.
Okay. Mayor Council discussion items. Is there anything that council wishes to discuss?
Mayor, I said one thing. I don't know if we can possibly ask ACHD to maybe make a round on weeds and stuff. I guess there was some talk about some weeds the other night, the other day near in the right-of-ways, and a business owner felt it was going to be looked upon by him that it was his weeds, and he went out at 10 o'clock at night to pull the weeds that were in ACHD's right-of-way. So I was just wondering, maybe they can just do a drive-through and either knock down some of the weeds or figure out how to get on a spraying schedule for next year or something. But that business owner, he didn't have a problem doing it, for the pride of his building, but when he told me that, I just thought that that's something he probably shouldn't have to do.
Well, I mean, I don't know where you're talking about, but actually the business owners are required to take care of the property up to the edge of the asphalt that runs in front of their property.
Okay.
That is part of their, just like in subdivisions, if it's outside of your fence, you're still required to take care of the weeds up to the pavement line. So the sidewalk and just beyond the sidewalk.
So if there's a sidewalk in between the, it's right across from Albertson's there, where there's the... A detached sidewalk. So he's responsible for even in between the detached sidewalk and the street itself.
Yeah, and then whatever grass grows there, they have to keep mowed and weeds and whatever else.
Okay, well, let him know that. Thank you.
But yeah, there are some areas of concern we should probably get with ACHD, and maybe Bobby, you could kind of help guide that. I don't know what all is theirs, and it's kind of hard to enforce in subdivisions where they don't have HOAs. Some of the older ones don't have those, and so those things get let go, and I'm not sure how to deal with those exactly, but yeah, it's certainly something we need to check into. So.
Yeah, and I don't know about there on Short Line too. I don't know if that's railroad property. That's getting pretty tall over there.
Yeah.
But, is there anything we can do to help? That's all I was asking for. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Does the council have anything else,
Mayor?
Yeah.
Was Bobby going to give us a breakdown on the water park?
Aye.
Is that a yes or no?
For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. Councilman Cardoza, yeah, I was going to wait for the budget meeting to have all that. I have rough numbers. The company hasn't sent me exact numbers yet, but I can give a short presentation on one.
Today?
At the budget?
Just an idea of what
rough numbers.
Yeah, rough.
Okay. So basically, there's two types of systems. There's a recirculation system, which the water would be recirculated, treated, and then pumped back out. Those systems tend to cost up above $130,000 to put in. And the other one is basically a float a pond or a flow to somewhere else. So you just pump water into it, and then it goes through the splash pad area into a pond of some sort, and then disperses from there. So it doesn't get treated or anything, and though they said those were about a third of the cost.
Would the water be potable water, or
yes,
would you use an irrigation water?
It'd have to be potable water.
Potable water. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any idea what the circumference would be of the pad?
The figures we were talking about, because I told them kind of our situation, it was about a 400 square foot pad.
400, okay. Okay.
I was kind of surprised by that myself when I started hearing the numbers.
Pretty large. Okay.
Okay, anything further?
I have a little update on the crosswalk situation we talked about with the roundabouts. I talked to Wendy at ACHD, who's actually watched on the camera that most people don't know is there, and seen kids almost get clobbered as well. So she's trying to capture that on video, but she sent letters on up that something needed to be addressed there. Maybe the signs with, you know, flashing signs or something that warn people and traffic both to watch out. Also, she was going to address the crosswalk situation on 10 Mile North of Deer Flat, coming out of the Palomar subdivision going towards Crimson Point, and that maybe try to get something similar over there going as well. So,
okay.
I'll keep in touch with her on that.
Yeah, I'm probably keep in touch with Wendy there too, a little bit on that. She kind of helps guide those projects and our 5-year plans.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of nice to see three new faces over there.
Gordon takes a week off. And look at
they
that.
All back from vacation, are they?
You want us to comment?
We don't want to see pictures of your vacation either.
I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-206A to discuss personnel matters.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-206A personnel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And so we need the